Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
It is Mother's Day. I wanted to say happy Mother's Day to every mom, every stepmom, every person who is a spiritual mom, or you have mentored someone in a mother role, however it applies. God bless you, moms out there, for everything you have done. I wanted to share a little bit about my mom.
And she passed away. It was a couple of
years ago. And which it just seems like the other day.
She lived out here in San Diego.
She lived here all, well, my mother was a second generation San Diego native. I'm a third. She grew up in the same house her father grew up in National City. And I remember going to that house many times because my grandmother always had ice cream in the freezer. But my mom was an extraordinary woman. She was widowed and single and raised my sister and I from the time I was 9 years old and was a working mom, working single mom, which was not real common in the 60s, early 60s. But she fought and she worked and she supported us and raised us without any help from anybody. And here was a woman with a high school education, went to Sweetwater High, for those of you down in the South Bay area. I was born in Chula Vista. And mom just persevered. She felt like she had a job to do. And so she stepped up and did it. So she got a job and worked at the phone company, Ma Bell, before deregulation. And she worked there for a long time. And then when I finally graduated from high school, she went and got certified and got her real estate license and started selling homes. And she was very successful. In fact, I still have a newspaper clipping where she won an award. She was the top salesperson for her particular company selling homes in the San Diego area. She was very successful. And moved from Lemon Grove out to, had a luxury condo down in Crown Point in Mission Bay, and went and bought a Mercedes and paid cash, and she was doing great, and she burnt out on it. And it was, there's just a lot of reasons why she thought, I need to tone it down. So she cashed in, took money in it, and went to school and became an LVN.
An LVN is
a nurse.
What? Oh, okay.
A licensed vocational nurse.
Proclaiming my ignorance. Right,
that's over. Okay.
I've never been great with the abbreviations.
Well, you better get with it. That's all it is anymore.
Oh, I know. Acronyms. I know.
She was
a
licensed vocational nurse and eventually wound up being a hospice caregiver. And she just lived this incredible life, just kept bouncing back. And then she retired from nursing and she bought a house back in Lemon Grove again. And she called me one day and said, honey, I have to sell your inheritance. I said, what are you talking about? She said, I'm gonna sell the house. I said, Mom, it's your house, not my house. And she said, I just can't do the upkeep anymore. I'm going to sell it and take the money and invest it and live off interest. I said, sounds good. So she did that. She sold her house, which she had paid maybe about $30,000 for it, and then sold it for $600,000.
Oh, of course, of course. Well, that is your bet. That's your nest egg for the future.
Well, she did great, and then she invested it. She lived off the interest, and then she called and she said, "You know, I'm a little nervous about the stock market. I'm going to pull my money out of the stock market." And you remember when the stock market crashed?
Did she pull it out back in 08? Yeah. Is that what?
Yeah, that's right when before everything crashed.
Yeah,
she took her money out and just put it in the bank.
Good for her.
Beat the system. This is a woman with a high school education and no training formally and that stuff. And then after a while, she called me. She said, you know, this one bank, she diversified. She had several banks. And she said, I'm a little nervous about this one bank. And she took all the money out of that bank. And a couple of weeks later, that bank crashed and folded.
Must have been watching the mutual. That's where I had my money. Although they were bought out by Chase, so yeah. I was okay.
But she, you know, she just kept beating the system. And it was some of that intuition you've always heard about that mothers have. And I think God was just guiding her.
Did she get around the death tax? Because don't they try to take 50% for that?
Well, she was smart. And I have an older sister who lives out in Arizona now. And so mom put my sister's name on the house.
Okay.
And everything.
So when she died,
my sister just took over the thing.
That's the way you do it.
So mom was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be a good night to honor her.
Absolutely.
And
all mothers everywhere.
And as I always said, if your mother didn't have any children, neither will you. So so happy Mother's Day, Mom. And she became a person of faith late in life, faith in Jesus Christ. She was one of those people that say she was spiritual. And when I was growing up, she was into Edgar Cayce and Jean Dixon.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Reincarnation and stuff like that. But she came around to faith.
Now, were you part of the testimony that brought her to the Lord?
Eventually. Actually, when I became a Christian, I was at Skyline Church. And I was a teenager, and I was so gung-ho and so self-righteous that I really turned her off and a number of people. It took years to undo the damage I did from my early zeal.
Yeah, but, I'm not too proud of my early zeal either.
Well, I know. But she used to listen to this show, and she was uber-conservative, which is unusual because she
liked what we
woman.
Were saying politically, well, but yes. Then she wasn't sure what to do when we got into God Jesus.
And this is after she became a believer in Jesus. I was on the show and I told her, I'm on this show here. And so she started listening, but she was very, very conservative, which is unusual because she was truly a pioneer as a liberated woman. Here she was working, educating herself, and everything pointed to she should have been a liber of the liberal persuasion.
Well, people who were liberals in the 60s are conservatives now. We're liberals. The price tags and titles have all been switched around.
Well, my mom always just said she had this common sense about things, and she saw right and wrong, and she saw what was happening in the country. She would be furious right now with what's going on in Washington and in our country.
And with what's going on in San Diego County, I'll dare say.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, she was a teenager in World War II. She remembers when they bombed Pearl Harbor. She remembers the Day of Infamy speech, the whole thing.
And there was a lot of concern that the next attack could come to San Diego because of our naval base here.
Yeah, yeah. This is a target. Anyway, here's to Mom, who always seemed to have an eye for things, for truth, and eventually that produced the fruit of her spiritual life. On the one hand, it was hard when she died. You grieve. And the first few years, every birthday, Mother's Day, always, I'd pick up the phone and think, oh, she's not going to answer the phone, But I was also pleased that she came to peace with God. That's the one thing that you console yourself with a loved one. You're going to see him again. And I believe that. I believe I will see her again. And so that's my story about my mom. And all of you have stories out there. Those of you that are moms, you have stories about what your kids put you through. last thing. When I was a teenager, my mom was working and everything was concerned about me. She felt I was going in a bad direction. And I was just a typical teenage boy. But she was talking to her closest friend, said, I don't know what to do with Jimmy. He's getting into trouble and stuff. And her friend said, well, have you tried praying? And my mom was not a religious person. She said, well, I've tried everything else. I might as well.
There you go. What do you got to lose?
She told me this years later, after I was in the ministry and everything. She said, so this is my prayer. I said, God, I don't know what to do with this boy. You do something with him. And within 6 months, I had converted to Christianity.
Interesting. So even before she was a Christian, it was her prayer that brought you about. And then obviously God used you as a testimony to her.
Yeah, isn't that something? There's nothing more powerful than a mother's prayers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that works for a lot of people. I became a Christian in college, and I found out that a guy that was in one of my classes who I didn't even know him. I recognized him. I met him afterwards, and mm-hmm. he was a Christian. He used to just sit in the back of the room and pray for me, probably because of my big mouth and arguing with the professors about everything.
You argue? With professors?
Even before I had anything to argue about and no real passion about anything, only because I liked hearing myself talk. Praise God he gave me something to talk about after all.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was such a testimony to the power of prayer because he's a really quiet guy, didn't even know him. Every single day he prayed for me.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I got to know him after I became a Christian. He was a great guy.
Yeah. And that's an encouragement that I would have for everyone. You can pray. You may not be able to argue a person. You can't argue somebody into the kingdom of God. It doesn't happen. But you can make a case. You can plead your case. But even when those things don't work, you can pray. And believe me, trust me, prayers work.
And the older I get, well, you're on my prayer list. The older I get, the slightest little thing now, I'll ask people to pray for. Now, I have about 200 people on one list. I only contact them when it's a big thing. But there are a few close friends like yourself where if I'm just having a bad day, I'll just ask for prayer. Yeah. Because cliche as it sounds, the older I get, the more I realize that's what it's all about. That is how he works through prayer.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.